This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
I am so tired.
Some of you might find this a bit weird, but I'm tired because of listening. So, let me just clarify. I'm not tired of listening as in I can't be bothered with people. The attitude where you're like, oh, you're talking nonsense. I'm tired of listening to you speak. No, not that kind of tired of listening. I'm tired of the action of listening. It's exhausting. It's giving me fatigue. And there are people labeling it as listening fatigue or hearing fatigue. And in some way, for me anyway, it does link to concentration fatigue. And I've talked about that plenty of times. And you can check out the link in the description about that. And it's very, very similar. There are links. But this is just tiredness of another level. And I think it's kind of catching up on me. You see, at the time of recording, I'm actually recording this later than I wanted to. And it kind of got me delayed to record it because I was physically tired, fatigued from listening. Anything. Most of the time it's from listening to other people speaking, it's trying to understand it, listening hard and trying to work out what they're saying. But even just the idea of processing sounds around you and trying to separate it or working out what sound is around you and trying to maybe listen to that one particular sound amongst all the other sounds, maybe the background noise. So I'm really tired because of that. I'm just tired, man. I'm just so tired. Make sure you also check out my Patreon page where you can sponsor the channel, and I promise I won't be as tired as I am now. I'll try to share more things there to my Patreon supporters. Link is in the description from $3 a month, and it will really help a lot to raise deaf awareness and beyond. This is actually very, very common. I'm not saying, woe is me, I'm the only one going through this, and why is no one else going through this? This is actually very, very common. And I think as well, it's becoming more common now because more people are doing video calls. Now, obviously, video call for me is a bit easier than the standard phone call because you can see people, you can lip read and somewhat of a body language there, but it's not perfect. It's not ideal. It's not going to make things like crazy better. However, there's this phenomenon now, people call it Zoom fatigue, and that's exhausting. Again, you can read about that or even watch video about that. And that is a thing, and I think that's kind of also catching up on me. And it's not just because of from my work, where I tend to have video calls with my work colleagues, friends or clients, anything like that. It's even as well when using it for fun, for personal things. So for example, right now, everyone is far away from each other, maybe in lockdown or whatever, or just living far away from your family and friends. So you connect with a video call and you maybe do some activity like a quiz. And that's what we've been doing a lot. We've been doing a lot of quiz, but I think it comes to a point now where I've done it so many times where it's creeping up on me, this tiredness that I'm getting now, because it's just even more listening than required when I'm not really wanting to listen. It's like, right, I have to really listen carefully during the quiz. You want to win. I'm competitive. I want to win this game. I want to be involved and I want to take part in it. But when you're working so hard to listen in a quiz or whatever game that you're playing via video call, then that also gets very, very tiring. And wow, it really knocked me off course. And I end up needing to take a day off. And maybe because I need to do that, I've been working a lot, maybe I need to take a day off. But I've noticed in myself where I feel like I just don't want to listen to people speaking and just listen to what they're saying. It's physically very, very hard for me, and I just couldn't keep up with it to the point where I've avoided video calls at the moment. I'm avoiding talking to certain people on the phone because I just couldn't physically do it. And sometimes it just either want some silence around me or just something very soft sound, maybe white noise or something like that. Or just sometimes, this is why I like my noise cancelling headphones. They're good for that, you know, have that complete silence or just focus on one sound and not just have so many things to listen to. Granted, this headphone is very, very expensive, but it's an important investment for me. It really was useful for me when going through a busy, noisy high street or a noisy airport, and you just want to drown out the noise, and I just put it on, and then it just calm and peace. And people say maybe you have some kind of sensory processing disorder. I don't think so. I don't think it's like that. I just think it's part of the whole listening experience. It's just more and more difficult for me. And maybe I should talk to someone whether I have some issues about processing sounds, because sensory processing disorder means that there are other things that are stimulating your senses. So maybe too many things that are bright, visually distracting or overwhelming. But for me, it's mainly about sounds. So I don't know if sounds processing disorder is a thing or not, but I don't think it's that. I just think it's genuine tiredness of the amount of listening that I have to do, and I just kind of wanted to share that with you, because maybe you know someone going through the same thing, maybe you don't, or maybe you just wonder why sometimes people don't want to talk for whatever the reason, and it could be because of just tiredness from listening, from communicating, from processing all the sound, and that is right now what I am going through. And if you are one of those few who have been trying to get in touch and trying to speak to me for whatever reason and I have postponed it or cancelled it, sorry. I just wanted to make sure that I recover well and then I get back to you. But here's the idea. It's so, so hard to listen. And I think listening fatigue maybe is a thing, but I think it's concentration fatigue. There are overlaps there. It's so tiring. This is something that a lot of people need to be aware of, especially if you are in a position or work where you are talking to a lot of people. So, for example, you might be a teacher and you're talking to students, and there might be one or two students who are just struggling with their hearing and they have to listen extra hard and they get that tiredness. That will happen. And maybe you are a teacher who does online tutoring, and then again, you get the combination of the listening fatigue or concentration fatigue, but also Zoom fatigue on top of it. I mean, just one fatigue after another. It's just something that you need to be aware of, and that's why it's important for you to also check out the post about communicating with deaf people. There are things that you can make things a little bit easier, like making sure there are no background noise, making sure that it's in a well-lit environment so that you can lip read, make sure you're face-to-face. There are so many little things that you can help to make it just a bit easier for us to process those sounds, but it's not going to make it 100% perfect. It's just about making it lighter and easier work for us. So again, please check that post out. You can even download a guide, a picture format of it, and I'll put that in the description. You can check it out. It's so important you check it out. So that's about it, really. I just wanted to share that this has been a late recording because I'm so, so tired, and I'm right now trying to, as much as I can, avoid video calls or phone calls because of that listening fatigue. Let's just call it that. Let's just call it listening fatigue. And something for you to be aware of. Make sure you check out all the resources in the description. And I'm very also curious to hear from people who go through similar things. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I'm sure people who have gone through the same thing, they may have to suffer in silence, and you shouldn't have to do that. So I just want you to know that you can share it with me in the comments down below, and hopefully this video has validated that you also feel like that. Well, that's normal, it's okay. You can feel like that, because I am feeling like that right now. Okay, maybe I should stop. So, I'm off for a nap. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.